Bloomberg Brief.
News,
market data,
and expert commentary
from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And we're glad to have Andre Soleani Costa with us. He writes for our Bloomberg Brief on Latin America. Good morning, Andre.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's looking like Brazil will probably hold on interest rates tomorrow night. And this time around, the decision is significant, isn't it?
Yep. Actually, it's tonight. Ilan Goldfein, the new central banker, is debut now. He's holding his first policy meeting right now. And analysts expect him to hold rates, as you said. I mean, the big question is, when the statement comes out, is people trying to find hints of when he's going to start cutting rates. And he has a very hard task ahead of him. He needs to revive an economy that's in the worst recession since 1931, and at the same time bring inflation back to target that's right now running at 9%, almost 9%. That's twice the target.
And this is the first meeting that he's going to head as the new central banker.
Exactly. Not only him, another four directors are also debuting in this meeting. It's a 9 board member. What traders think is that they're going to have room to start cutting rates sometime in October, and they're going to bring rates down to about 13.5% by the end of this year, and maybe even below 12% by the end of next year. The rates now are at 14.25%. So far, investors are still in the honeymoon with the central banker, with Ilan Goldfein, giving him a lot of confidence that he's going to be able to pull this out. If you take a look at the real, which fell the day Turkey had the attempted coup, has been going up for 2 days now, from Monday and Tuesday. It's not trading yet in Brazil today. Stocks went up too, so it seems investors and traders have confidence that Ilan Goldfein is going to be able to not only revive growth, but also bring inflation down.
So since you bring up Turkey, let me ask you, what was the impact of the Turkish coup attempt on Latin America in general?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, this is a risk-off event, and what we expect is that when risk-off events happen, there's a sell-off in emerging markets, including Latin America, and that actually happened on Friday. But on this week, assets are gaining again. It seems it's the search for the high yield as always. Latin America is still offering very high yields compared to the developed world. So what we saw in the past 2 days are investors getting back and trusting that Latin America is going to go in the right track. I mean, I think Brazil is the biggest example probably. The currency is actually trading at a stronger level than it was trading before the Turkey event.
Any havens in Latin America?
Well, I think calling havens, maybe it's an exaggeration, but it seems that investors see Latin America as a place where you get enough yields given the risk, right? To take a look at Brazil, for example, it offers probably the highest carry trade in the world right now, with rates at 14.25%, an outlook where there is trust in the government that's now, from investors that's now in place, Temer's government. They expect rates to come down, inflation to come down. So I'm not sure you can call it a haven, but there's certainly opportunities that investors are seeing in the region.
Okay, got about a minute left here. Colombia is going to hold a plebiscite on the peace process.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Yep. The date is not yet decided. What happened this week was that the High Court agreed with President Santos' plan of holding a plebiscite in which only 13% of the eligible voters could need to vote to make it a valid plebiscite. The peace process seems to be coming to the final stages. Last month, you probably remember, Bob, they signed a ceasefire agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And people are expecting that the talks in Havana will resume soon. It's hard to say when. I mean, this is a process that's been going on for several years now. Investors see the Colombia peace process as a credit positive event. Bank of America estimates, for example, that GDP will grow by an additional 0.3 percentage points a year because of the peace process. The government expects an even bigger gain, 1 percentage point gain a year of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are some concerns. It's not clear how this is going to happen. And there's also some concerns from some investors of the fiscal impact.
Okay. All right.
The peace process may have.
Andre Soleani Costa writes for our Bloomberg Brief on Latin America. You can read his analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletters.